Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Black Robe Regiment Radio and the news you can use. Amen. Another day that the Lord has made. Welcome, my friends. My name is Paul Waldmiller, and it is the 19th of November, 2019. We're past the middle of the month of November. Yes, are you getting prepared for Turkey Day? Gobble, gobble. Turkey Day next week, Thursday, is Thanksgiving here in the United States. We allegedly give thanks to the Lord for yet another year. We celebrate as some of our founding... They weren't founding fathers, but, founding of the nation of America, you know, in the very beginning of the pilgrims celebrated life after a horrible year of death. Many New World settlers had died and were sick, and the Native Americans, the Native people, came along and helped the white settlers from Europe. Get through a winter, and the following year, after the Native Americans showed the white settlers how to grow corn and, you know, use fish as fertilizer and so on and so forth. You know the story. I think most of you know the story anyway. Maybe not all of you, but, you know, it's a time of giving thanks. So they had a great harvest of food to eat through the winter time. So, you know, there was a time of thanks. They gave thanks to God of the Bible. Yes, they didn't give thanks to Muhammad or other false gods. They gave glory to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And it was a time of unity with family, friends, neighbors. We don't have that much anymore here in America. We have a lot of very bad people. Can I say that? Just bad, awful people who need Jesus in this country. It's awful in this country right now. So, you know, Thanksgiving has unfortunately become a very, much like Christmas, which is, by the way, not a Christian holiday. It's a religious holiday for some, a secular holiday for others. It's turned into, for most families, just a horrible holiday where people are angry and argue. That's not good. Not a good thing. Thanksgiving is supposed to be a time of unity, not disunity. But, hey, welcome to modern America, as I often say. No Jesus, no peace. And, you know, for you new listeners right now, you may be saying, Black Robe Regiment Radio? Paul Waldmiller? What do you do? Hey, I'm just an ordinary guy. Yeah, an ordained Christian minister. So what, right? But we share the news you can use with a biblical perspective. B-I-B-L-E. That's the book. That's the book for me. And it should be the book for you. I mean, the rights, the wrongs, the roadmap. The roadmap to life. Have a good life, a decent life. How to, you know, have a blessed life. To be able to get through the life's struggles. It's all there in the Bible. And unfortunately, we don't here in America really follow the Bible. And you may love President Trump. You may love the Democratic Party, Republican Party, you know, your local judges, whatever. But none of them are following Christ. None of them are following Christ, not Christ of the Bible anyways. And you may hate me for saying that, but it's true. Because if they really followed Christ, they wouldn't be advocating or siding with sexual deviants such as transgenders, homosexuals, lesbians, homos. Wouldn't be siding with evil in any way, or what God calls sin, gross sin. They wouldn't be doing that. They wouldn't be lying, cheating, stealing, murdering, using us as chattel. It's unfortunate. And coming back to Thanksgiving, what do we have to be thankful for? Well, it's probably not much. Probably not much. In the scheme of things, godly. In the scheme of things, biblical. Not much. But if you have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, that is everything. That is everything. If that's all that you have, be thankful, because the way things are going in this country, and, you know, we're going to get to the news you can use momentarily, as the world continues to fly, drop a million miles per second into the abyss, into hell, we should be thankful, or you should be thankful, that you have Jesus as Lord and Savior. We all should, if you have him as your Lord and Savior. It won't be long now before Christ returns for his church, his people, his true people. Everyone else is going to be stuck here with the Antichrist, and you think life is rough now? Oh man, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. And I do believe that the Antichrist is alive and well, unfortunately, and he's out there waiting for his time to appear. And again, I don't think it'll be much longer. Yep. So anyways, we do share the news you can use, some of the biggest news, if you haven't heard. It's been since Sunday, really. Kanye West went to Lakewood Church with Joel Osteen. Yes, he did. And said some pretty bizarre stuff there. Talking about working with Mormons and Catholics. And, I mean, if you're a Roman Catholic, you might say, well, I'm offended right away. Paul, I'm offended. Well, then, you know, I don't mean to offend you, but, you know, Roman Catholicism is not biblical Christianity. It's a different, it's a religion. I'll grant you this. It is a religion, but it's not religion of the Bible. It's not Jesus of the Bible. So, you know, that is the problem with Kanye West. Kanye West is not serving God of the Bible. He's serving yet another Jesus. You know, a one world Jesus. A Pope Francis Jesus. You know, the type of Jesus that is not of the Bible. And we know that the Mormons certainly don't serve Jesus of the Bible. So, yeah, I mean, you can just see some of the things that he said, some other things that were, you know, somebody interrupted him during speaking, you know, when Kanye West was speaking, and he kind of rebuked the person interrupting. Kanye said to the person, don't interrupt me with my, you know, streaming consciousness from God. You know, whoo, yeah, good stuff. Not really, but scary stuff. Scary stuff. You know, I've had my doubts. I'm nearly 60 years old, and, you know, these sort of people kind of come and go. I call it the Bob Dylan effect. The Bob Dylan effect. Some of you that are younger are saying, Bob Dylan, who the heck is Bob Dylan? Well, you know, back in the day in the 60s and early 70s, there was a singer, pop singer, radical singer, whatever you want to call him, back in the day, called Bob Dylan. And Bob Dylan, for a split second, became a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, or so he said. But, you know, after about a year, I mean, he even came out, just like Kanye West, came out with an album singing, you know, Jesus songs. But, you know, a year later, boom, he's right back to doing drugs and drinking and, you know, back doing the sinful things that he had done before. So, you know, it was a momentary thing. We've seen actors and actresses and famous people say that, you know, they become a Christian and then just walk away. So it was not it's not a true conversion, because a true conversion sticks, you know, like frying your pork in your frying pan without any butter, right? It sticks to the pan. Anyway, So that was some of the big news that still continues today. People are questioning. I watched Tucker Carlson on Fox News. You know, if there's anything that I'm going to watch on Fox News, don't watch hardly anything anymore on Fox News. But when I do, it's Tucker Carlson. Not that Tucker Carlson is a Christian. Oh, he's not. He's far from it. In fact, last night on his show, he said that karma is real. Karma is not real. But the Bible does say a man reaps what he sows. God is not mocked. A man reaps what he sows. So that's where karma allegedly comes from. You know, Eastern philosophy, that's what karma really is. But karma is in no way associated with Christianity. Just so that you're aware. But anyway, Tucker Carlson was talking about Kanye West last night and doing a little bit of investigating, seeing if, you know, if this is real. And unfortunately, Tucker Carlson had on a guest last night, you know, one of those social gospel black gentlemen there that, you know, like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, wouldn't know a Christian if he tapped him on the shoulder. Unfortunately, you know, people talk about God, people talk about Jesus all the time. Doesn't mean that they know that knows who Jesus of the Bible is. Amen. Doesn't mean a thing, really. Not at all. So, you know, you can pray for Kanye West. His wife, Kim Kardashian, it appears, you know, they've taken a step towards religion. Glenn Beck did that. Glenn Beck, after years of alcoholism and, you know, just being, you know, a mess, having a mess in his life, he turned to Mormonism. He turned to religion also. And, you know, and now when you listen to Glenn Beck on the radio, you know, he uses profanity all the time. Religion does not hold in a person's life. Religion is just that. It's just, a religion. We see a lot of Jews, even a lot of Christians, so-called Christians, you know, they're religious, but they have no personal relationship with Christ Jesus. And how can you tell, as the Bible tells us, as I shared earlier, just a little while ago, it sticks with you. The Holy Spirit sticks with you and tells you, you know, you shouldn't be doing that, or this is how you should be doing it. This is what the Bible says. But when you're full of religion, you know, you can't live up to religion. That's what the law, that's what Jesus said. It's impossible to fulfill the law. You know, God gave the Jews the law, and it was impossible to live by. You know, sacrificing all those chickens and pigeons and goats and sheep and, you know, saying you're sorry and going through all these religious mumbo-jumbo things that you had to do. You know, go to the temple and, you know, praying and, you know, asking a priest to do all these things for you. Well, you can't do that. It's impossible. And that's why God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for a final act, a final sacrifice. Amen. For the remission of our sins. Not that we get to do whatever we want. No, it don't work like that. I know that there's a lot of Calvinists out there. Calvin who? Calvin Klein? No. You can look that up. But not that I'm rambling here. I'm kind of trying to give you a clue, folks. Trying to give you a clue. All right, well, we do. We need to get to the news. There's lots of stuff going on beyond Kanye West. Much more than that, and I want to get to that real quick here. First, though, we need to take a commercial break. Why don't we take a quick commercial break? And when we come back, I promise, we will have more of the news we can all use. Don't go away. My friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us. We would love to hear from you if you have a business, organization, and or a church. Please simply contact me. My email address to find out our rates is paul@brrradio.com, paul@brrradio.com. We would love to hear from you. We have several ways for you to advertise with us. You can advertise with us on air. That's right, on air. As well as on our website, which is BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com. Please don't visit quite yet, BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com. Wait until after the podcast, where you can go to our store on BlackRobeRegimentRadio.com, where we sell novelty t-shirts, as well as my book for sale there. The title of my book is Dear God, Where Is My Justice? Wonderful Bible study tool to help you understand the day, the problems of the day, and as well as how to get our world and society back. Amen. Great Bible study tool for individual and or groups. Again, if interested in advertising with us, please send me an email. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. All right, we are back. Thank you for listening to our commercial break. Okay, why don't we just go ahead and get to the news we can use? Perhaps hilarious. Hilarious to me, maybe not to you, but hilarious last night. Did you see Eric Swalwell? Eric Swalwell was being interviewed last night. I believe it was on MSNBC, and he let a huge fart out. I mean, I'll tell you what, folks, this guy here is one big loser, Eric Swalwell. Now, some of you say, I heard that name. Well, he's a senator. I believe he's a senator or a congressman in our United States government. And he's the one who ran for president. I believe he was the first one out during the campaign. And anyways, he was saying things like, we need to nuclearize or nuke all the Americans who don't give up their weapons. Later on, he was confronted and said he was joking. He was not joking. The man is a freaking terrorist. But anyways, I thought that was kind of funny. You know, I mentioned in the news because there's so many Democrats. And I'm not here to let the Republicans off the hook. No, I'm not here to do that either. But I thought that was funny. Here's an article now from Fox News. Jason Chaffetz. Remember Jason Chaffetz, former Utah congressman? He says Representative Rashida Tlaib may test Democratic claims that no one is above the law. Tlaib is a Muslim terrorist, and she is, I believe she's from Michigan. She's a congresswoman. How does a Muslim, especially a Muslim that supports the Palestinian terrorists like Hamas, give money to Hamas, become and remain a congressman? I don't understand that. That goes to you know, where we are at in this country. There is no such thing as justice for the common folks like you and me. There is no such thing. That we have a injustice system where only the wealthy and or politically connected see so-called justice. And that is why we see President Trump in so much trouble. We see the Democrats and even some Republicans openly, you know, go after him and deny him due process, because that is how it is for the rest of us. Listen, if you upset the apple cart, so to speak, the corrupted judges, lawyers, cops, you know, the rest in our government, whether on federal, state, local level, will come after you. They are useless. They are useless human beings. In fact, they are not only useless, they're terrorists. I hope that by now, at least you understand what I mean, especially if you've been listening all along. Okay, here's some interesting news. Al Sharpton, that's right, Al Sharpton, the race baiter, through his charity, paid him $1 million last year. $1 million. Isn't that something? Paid himself $1 million. All to go around and say White people, bad. Black people, all good. Black people murdering white people, good. White people asking for justice, bad. Yeah, that's where we are, unfortunately, in America. And until we begin to remove unrepentant evildoers like Al Sharpton, Democrats, Jesse Jackson, and the rest, it's only going to become worse. It's sad, but it is true. Alrighty, let's see. Let's go to the next article, if I can bring it up on my computer. Okay, here we go. DOJ outlines a slew of Strozek security violations, says wife learned of affair through unsecured phone. If you haven't heard, the IG office in the federal government oversees like the FBI, Justice Department. There's some sort of report that's supposed to come out at some point. When will it? They're saying it'll be coming out sometime between now and December. Some people are going to be arrested, apparently. Rumors, you know how rumors work. James Clapper is one of them. James Comey is another, allegedly, supposedly. We'll see. I don't put my faith in our government, even in the IG. They're useless. They are all useless. 99% of our politicians in this country should be in jail. Let's just tell the truth. Let's just tell the truth and, put it out there. No sense in hiding it. No sense in pushing it down anymore. No sense in just talking about it, because just talking about it does absolutely nothing. In the Democratic Party, we see Mr. Buttigieg, butt boy Buttigieg, open flaming homo, is up. Number one in Iowa polls. So apparently, America, the Democrats anyways, are ready for just going full in for, pissing on Jesus and violating everything that the Lord God of the Bible stands for. Just going at it and saying, you know what, we don't care. We're just going to go all in. That's shameful. And you may hate me for saying this, but Donald Trump should not either. He shouldn't be advocating for homosexuality either. If for some strange or ignorant reason you say, President Trump does so much more. God doesn't care about, even if President Trump does 99%, of the time he's doing what's right before him, that 1% matters. That 1% of sin, openly advocating or supporting or abetting sin, there's going to be consequences for it. If you don't believe me, folks, just read the Bible. There is going to be trouble out there. Next article up is from pjmedia.com. PJmedia.com. If you haven't seen this article, read it. It's an opinion piece. Does the left hate America? And without getting into the article, I'll just tell you, yes, they do. And most Republicans in Congress hate America too. What kind of country do we live in where we know Republicans and Democrats and Republicans on the federal level, they're all on the take. They're all on the take, my friends. They're all on the take. And that's why you don't ever see people, Republicans or Democrats, basically going to jail when you know that they're doing things or taking bribes from lobbyists, lawyers, so on and so forth. They made it into law that they could do this. I mean, bribery, it's okay. Do you understand? I mean, most of what the politicians in our federal and state governments do, it's unlawful for you and I to do. But there are special laws. See, politicians are special. And if you don't like it, if you try to have them arrested, well, they have laws to protect themselves. They have million-dollar lawyers to bribe judges so that politicians get away with things. Unless you're on the wrong side. We see that with President Trump, right? How many? A half dozen or so of famous or popular Donald Trump supporters helped him get elected, have all been arrested, and you know, if they're not in jail, they're going to go to jail. You know, the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department, they're all dirty. They're all dirty. They all play, my friends. And it's not just our federal government, it's our local governments as well. Look at all the illegal aliens. We have laws that say, you know, illegal aliens, plain and simple, need to be arrested, or they should be arrested. Plain and simple. No ifs, ands, or buts. But, you know, because of politicians and cops following orders from politicians and judges who are politicians, you know, most illegal aliens, even when they break the law, don't go to jail. They're not arrested. I mean, how is that, my friends? I mean, that's crazy. That's insane. That's just insane stuff. But anyways, why don't we move along and go ahead and get to our next article. This article now is from Fox News. Again, I don't watch a lot of Fox News, but, you know, there are some things worth listening to or watching. And if you haven't heard, Chick-fil-A, folks, they gave in. They caved in. They're no longer giving money to anti-LGBT groups. They are all in for homosexuality. They're stopping their money to the Salvation Army, which the Salvation Army is not a Christian organization. I know. I think I mentioned that last week, Thursday or Friday, on the podcast, but it's true. You can stop giving money to the Salvation Army. You know what? If you belong to a Bible-believing church, do things out of your local Bible-believing church. I think it's a much better way of having full accountability. At least it's supposed to be. I don't know. Okay, this article from Fox News, DOJ doc show ex-FBI agent kept sensitive FBI information to text to lover on phone accessed by wife. I mentioned a little bit of that earlier. This article now, Newt Gingrich tells Hannity what Pelosi and Schiff are doing in impeachment. Okay, well, I mean, that's not really big news, but, you know, it is news. Kind of keep you up with what's going on the national front through Fox News. Going over to One America News Network. One America News Network. Some of you have, fortunately, the ability. I don't have that. I mean, I can go to their website like I'm at right now and, you know, see some of the things, and I'll read to you their main headline. Second week of public impeachment hearing set to feature 8 witnesses. Now, the word is that these 8 witnesses are not going to reveal anything. And if you've been watching, folks, if you have been watching any of the hearings, impeachment hearings, you know that the Democrats have nothing. They have absolutely nothing against Donald Trump. Now, you should be upset. I should be upset, not for the fact going after Donald Trump, for things he didn't do, but for my friends, for spending the millions of your hard-earned money. This is your money being spent on this foolishness. Now, if you say, well, you know, it's up to the voters. No, you have the right to go in and physically remove these scumbags and anyone who dares to protect them. They are traitors to the Constitution. They are traitors to the Constitution. Anyone who protects a oath breaker, someone who breaks their oath to the Constitution, whether it be a politician, a judge, a district attorney, prosecutor, politician, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have the right to remove them, especially, you know, when they're spending your money. Americans simply need to stop being fat and lazy. And that's the problem. And that is exactly how these Democrats and many Republicans get away literally with murder. Literally with murder. If you don't believe me, just look at the things that Bill and Hillary Clinton have done. I mean, it's a fact that they murdered people, yet they get away with it. Another headline, also from One American News Network, via the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, Prince Andrew publicist quits over Epstein ties. Well, they did an interview with Prince Andrew, which I believe is the second son, the second born son of Queen Elizabeth. And listen, videos out there, photos out there with Prince Andrew with a 17-year-old child, obviously. That this girl came out years later and said she had sex with Prince Andrew. I mean, he was in Epstein's house, videos showing, you know, it's... Folks, the rich, the powerful, the elites, the politicians, the judges, the lawyers, they get away with so much. There is no accountability. Now, I understand Prince Andrew is a UK citizen, but we have United Kingdom citizens listening to this podcast, and unfortunately, they do not have a written constitutional guaranteed rights. We do here in the United States, but you know, the church, Jesus of the Bible, has been minimized, so you know, the church doesn't do its job to ensure that our God-given rights are protected. We, you know, Americans are relying on the government to deal with these pedophiles, but unfortunately, our government is filled with pedophiles, and you know, and we have a lot of apathetic Americans as well. You know what? I'm going over. I need to take my next commercial break, so why don't we pause and take that break right now. My friends, are you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Rope Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us. We would love to hear from you if you have a business, organization, and or a church. If you do, we would love to hear from you if you wish to advertise with us. We have several ways that you can advertise with us at Black Rope Regiment Radio. And the news you can use. Yep, we have several ways for you to do that. First way is obviously on air, you can advertise with us, and advertising with us would get you a lot of more folks, because we have a lot of listeners here, so it will give you up to 60 seconds to advertise with us here at Black Rope Regiment Radio. We have a second way you can advertise with us, which is on our website, blackroberegimentradio.com, blackroberegimentradio.com. Please don't visit blackroberegimentradio.com quite yet. Visit after the podcast, visit Black Rope Regiment Radio. .com, and you can see where you can put your link, you can put your business name, a photo, so on and so forth. Wonderful place. Very cheap, reasonable rates as well. To find out our rates, to advertise with us here at Black Rope Regiment Radio, Black Rope Regiment Radio, and on blackroberegimentradio.com, simply send me an email. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. Okay, folks, looking at more of the news we can use. Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention to you earlier, that whole incident, that whole thing with Chick-fil-A. There was a scathing op-ed from former governor Mike Huckabee. Oh, did he blast. Wow. Did he blast Chick-fil-A? Oh, boy. He really dug into them pretty harshly. And you know what? That's okay. You know, we need Christians, even if they're nominal Christians, to stand up. To stand up to these folks. Here's an article now from NewYorkPost.com. Jeffrey Epstein accuser alleges 6 sex assault by women before rape by him. I mentioned Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew before the last commercial break. PIX11.com. Man drives girlfriend across U.S., kills her, then impersonates her on social media. You know what, folks? If you look at the photos, this guy's wearing a dress that his girlfriend was wearing. I mean, there are just, you know, there are a lot of sick, and unfortunately, increasingly sick people in this country and the world. Folks, please, for your own safety, get more Jesus. If you don't have Jesus yet, you better. Get yourself more guns and more ammunition as well. Here's an article now from CourthouseNews.com. Taliban free 2 Western hostages in prisoner swap. Apparently, President Trump agreed to let some high-ranking, very high-ranking Afghanistan terrorists be traded for 1 Australian and 1 American that were held hostage by the Taliban. So, you know, we're not supposed to negotiate with terrorists, but I'm sure that the Australian and the American on the, you know, at some point going home fairly soon will probably be glad that they're no longer hostages. Patch.com. Heroin trafficking ring operating in Bucks County were busted. A lot of drugs out there. You know that we have a lot of problems with drugs in this country. NewYorkPost.com accused bike path terrorist Saifullo Salpav tells judge he only answers to Allah. Well, folks, excuse me, when you let terrorists in the country, when you let Muslims come in the country, this is what you get. Folks, this is not good. Let's see. This is from GraphicChicagoTribune.com. The quiet rooms. Children are being locked away alone and terrified in schools across Illinois. This has been going on for a number of years, not just in Illinois, but across the country, where children are, you know, needing discipline. Are put in solitary confinement. Solitary confinement. All alone, you know, like being put in a rubber room, right? You know, no music, no one to talk to, you know, nothing to do, and you just sit there. It's like being in a prison cell. My strong advice to you, and it's been this way, I've been telling you on this show, I mean, not every show, but a lot of shows I've been telling you, get your kids out of public schools. There's several reasons for that. One is public schools are incubation centers for communism, for socialism, for terrorists. I mean, you know, your kids are not just learning writing, reading, and arithmetic. They are learning, you know, all sorts of lies, telling your kids, teaching them that God, there is no God. I mean, you when you give the kids no hope, that kids are going to act like animals. I mean, we know that. When you take fathers, for instance, out of families, you know, there's what, 20, 30, 40 million fatherless homes in this country, and it's increasing, all due to, you know, scumbag lawyers, judges, politicians that, you know, this is what they want. They want government to be daddy. And it's an epidemic, and we see kids act out. Well, of course, if mommy and daddy are going through a divorce, kids are going to act out because the natural order is not divorce. Divorce is something that should be extremely rare. I mean, extremely rare. But, you know, lawyers and judges and politicians and cops, they love divorce because it makes them more money, to the tune of $100 billion, with a B, billion dollars per year. And so now we have kids who act out negatively. That's a big part of it. That is a big part of it. WorldNetDaily.com. Trump celebrates a new Republican star in Stefanik, completely undermined popular leftist narrative. What do I have to say about Republicans and Ms. Stefanik? I should say Miss or Mrs. Stefanik. Bread and circuses, folks. Bread and circuses. The Republicans are not doing anything. They're, you know, zingers, as we learned. I just mentioned this on Friday, I believe. You know, zingers or yelling at people is not justice. You should have learned your lesson with Trey Gowdy. All you Republicans and conservatives and whatever you call yourself, you said, oh, Trey Gowdy, I remember when he was in office, he would yell at people. And you're like, yeah, go Trey Gowdy. But I kept telling you, Trey Gowdy was all mouth and all action. And some of you hated on me. Oh, you blasted me. But then later on, you wouldn't admit it. But, you know, some of you did. You said, oh, Trey Gowdy is a disappointment. Oh, he's all talk, no action. And I said, I told you so. And it's the same thing with Stefanik. It's all a game. It's bread and circuses, folks. If the Republicans were really interested in justice in America, what would they be doing? They would be having the Democrats like Adam Schiff arrested, Pelosi arrested for treason. This is a coup attempt against President Trump. If you don't get it now, you probably never will. Okay, we need to take another commercial break, a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will finish up. So please don't go anywhere. We will be right back. My friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Rope Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us if you have a business, organization, and or a church. If interested, simply send me an email to find out the rates. Put in the header of the email to me the word rate or rates. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. All right, welcome back, folks, from our commercial break. One last thing before I go. We're finishing up now in our podcast for the 19th of November, 2019. I want to ask you, do you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If you don't, my friends, you're in deep trouble. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know how else to say it. You need to know Jesus to find out about what you need to do to get Jesus in your life. Simply follow the instructions in John chapter 3. You know, like you see at football games or sporting events, John 3:16. Yeah, that chapter, you know, Mark, Luke, you know, John, Matthew, you know, go look for John chapter 3. Take 15, 20, 25 minutes, I don't know, whatever amount of time you read the words that Jesus said, things that you need to do. Repent of your sins. Just tell God you're a sinner. We're all sinners. That's what the Bible says. We all fall short of God's grace. Repent of all your sins. Turn your life over to Christ. Accept him as Lord and Savior. Live for him and only him. You know, not religion. This is not religion, folks. And that's the most important decision you can ever have or make in your life. Do that. Okay, well, Lord willing, we will be back tomorrow, Lord willing, and we'll share more of the news you can use. Please don't forget to share this podcast with others. Let them know that we're here, okay? Thank you. God bless. Take care. And again, Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.